So before you holler, huh? It didn't talk about football? We will. NFL season kicks off on Thursday night. New Orleans Saints are the defending champions. We shouldn't be surprised that strange things are afoot, forgive the expression, in the NFL. As NPR's Mike Pesker reports, a few of the more intriguing stories going into this season are found in unusual places.
Off-season in the NFL is filled with questions as familiar as they are imponderable. Which coach will be canned? Which rookie will run wild? And more.
When you look at what Dallas has and what they're trying to do from the inside, do you think it can work?
Can the Saints really overcome this Super Bowl hangover?
Do we get another year Brett Favre?
Yes, maybe, and yes, that would make for a short preseason show. But there are more intriguingly intriguing NFL questions, ones you don't hear year in and year out. Let's start in Denver, where the game's most intriguing newcomer resides. Tim Tebow, a backup quarterback, has garnered more attention than any other NFL rookie. In fact, this year, his is the best-selling jersey in all of football. His popularity clearly stems from his fame as a college player and outspoken Christian. His on-field performance has been less miraculous. Here's what happened the first time Tebow took a snap in the Broncos' final game of the preseason.
Tebow, a two-time national champion, under center. And there's a botched snap, and it's picked up by a member of the Minnesota Vikings. And down the near sideline is Aaron Henderson, inside the five, touchdown.
And here's how his second possession went.
Tebow play action, zips it to the left, intercepted.
But Tebow's faith has been rewarded by millions of fans who like his values more than they concern themselves with his value to the Broncos. Jockey signed him as a spokesman to a 3-year contract. Usually a company signs an accomplished player and hopes he does nothing bad off the field. John Orand of Sports Business Daily says Jockey has pulled an endorsement reverse.
Tim Tebow is a sponsor's dream. He's somebody that would have long odds if he were going to break the law. He's kind of a safe play. The only risk there is, what if he's no good?
If Tebow is seen as possessing great character, the New York Jets are known as a team of characters. Among them, a matinee idol quarterback, a trash-talking defense, and a brash head coach. The Jets have brought in the best ratings for the training camp documentary Hard Knocks since the series began airing on HBO in 2001. John Orand says the four TV networks, which pay a combined $20.4 billion to broadcast NFL games, have gone Jets crazy.
I was just at CBS, and they were talking about the Jets being one of the teams that they are just desperate to get on, partly because they are in the New York market, but also because they just have these great stories.
The reason this is intriguing is that except when Joe Namath played there, the Jets have never even been the most popular team in New York. And last year, their own coach thought they were eliminated from the playoffs with 2 weeks to go in the season. Rex Ryan had calculated the playoff odds wrong, and from that point on, the Jets won games in the fascination of football fans. Another miscalculation seems to be the $100 million contract awarded to Washington Redskins defensive lineman Albert Haynesworth. Haynesworth is great when he's healthy and motivated. This year, he's been neither. A few weeks ago, Haynesworth discussed why Redskin coaches held him out of practice. Now, keep in mind that he's liberally employing air quotes every time he says headaches.
Like, I got toe, I had headaches or whatever, so, and that's why I couldn't go out and practice. I mean, I think it was a little bit more than that, and I guess they didn't want to disclose that, so.
What was it a little bit more?
Then I asked them, but I guess they'll tell you headaches again.
The 350-pound Haynesworth wasn't out of shape. He was reported to have a slight case of rhabdomyolysis, which involves a breakdown of muscle fibers. Somehow, no Redskins coach was seen wearing the mauve bracelet dedicated to rhabdomyolysis awareness. The Redskins just wanted Haynesworth to try a bit harder. Non-Redskins fans are mostly amused by the whole thing. In the NFL, entertainment can be gleaned via fantastic success or colossal failure. Intrigue cuts both ways like that. Mike Pesca, NPR News.